Yeah, I'm here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome. We're launching.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Coffee Klatch. This is Marianne Russo, and I am so excited to do this interview today. You know, every once in a while, a film is made that will have an impact beyond the lights and the glitz of Hollywood. Girlfriend is just that movie. I mean, initially, I was drawn to this film because of the special needs storyline with the star Evan Snyder having Down syndrome. And the more I researched this film, and when I spoke with Jared Anderson, the producer, and watched the clips, I realized that this was something really, really special. And you're going to be hearing about this film because it is amazing, and it will touch viewers to the core. Let me just read a few reviews, and then we'll go into the interview. A sweet, beguiling, and times-wrenching debut from writer-director Justin Lerner. That's by Steve Pond. The most important film I saw at Toronto this year, Janice Page, The Boston Globe. I mean, they go on and on. It's incredible. My guests today are Jared Anderson, producer, actor, creator of Wayne Lauren Film Company and member of the rock band 100 Monkeys, Evan Snyder, star, and I mean star, of this movie, A Man with Down Syndrome, Breaking Down Barriers and Dispelling the Myths About People with Disabilities, and Justin Lerner, the incredible writer and director of this film. It is a brilliant script with magnificent direction, and it's so powerful. So welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us at the Coffee Klatch.
Well, thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm thrilled. I know, Justin, that you are on shoot. Do you want me to start the interview with you? Because I know you have a little time issue.
That'd be great. Sorry to be in a rush. I actually have a couple minutes for you right now, and maybe I can answer anything you need and then give it over to Evan and Jared.
Perfect. This film is getting a lot of attention, so I want to congratulate you. So, you know, I want to talk to you about its creation. So I understand that you knew Evan prior to making this movie, actually for about 15 years. So how did that relationship play into your writing and directing this film? Was it written specifically for Evan?
Yes, absolutely. I wrote it with Evan in mind, and Evan and I went to high school together in Wayland High School. I was there for 2 years, and during that time, we actually had done a play or two together, and he was a small part in my film school thesis film that I did at UCLA, which was, you know, many years after graduating from Wayland. But I wrote the film and the character's name of Evan for him, and developed a story based on some things that were going on in the economy and the world at the time to give it some topicality, and first got the idea of centering a film around Evan when I met Jared and his wife at Sundance when my thesis film was screening there. I had met Jared, and he had not only been a fan of the film but told me how big of a fan he was of Evan and his very brief but memorable performance in my short film. And it was at a point in the film industry where a lot of things were being made very cheap, because of the economy, and we decided, why not, based on my talks with Jared and his wife, why not, I pitched them the idea of basing a film around Evan and a love story, and they had already kind of put a bug in my ear about it based on their interest in Evan for another project when they saw him at Sundance in the film. So I kind of pitched them, and they loved it. So I disappeared for a few months and drove around my town to kind of figure out what the locations were going to be because I knew it had to be very low budget. We wrote locations that we knew we could get in our hometown of Wayland, and I wrote in a few months and brought Jared and Christina and a team to Wayland, and we cast and shot it. But yeah, it was always intended for Evan, and I don't think there was anyone else ever considered for it. I decided to start with the actor and a character rather than a script that then you start casting. Jared and I decided to build the film around Evan.
And I think that's going to be the beauty of it, because, you know, just in the clips, I mean, that really shines through. Did you have to do any research about Down syndrome? Because even though, you know, it's in the storyline, I really don't think it's really forefront in the movie. But, you know, I was just curious, you know, because you seem to be able to have an insight to see the incredible abilities And, you know, versus the deficits that most people mistakenly see. I mean, that's, you know, very obvious to me in what I saw.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason why I did no research about Down syndrome. I feel that the film was not, the point of making the film was not about to make a film about Down syndrome. So doing any research would have belied the point of my goals in making it. I did research about Evan. And by research, I don't mean research. I mean just staying true to who Evan is, because everybody with Down syndrome is unique and has their own limitations and abilities in different ways, you know, so you can't really do research in a general way and make a film that's specifically about a human being. I don't tell films about a subsection of a community. I tell stories about individuals, and Evan is one. So my loyalty with
this is
the reality
of
Evan. Yeah. I think that's a big, very important thing to me, is that I did not want to get relegated to the message film, the film that tries to explore a disability. Instead, I thought, why not make a movie that doesn't need someone with Down syndrome for the film to work story-wise? It's a love story, and adventurous casting, creative casting, outside-the-box casting that Jared and Christina were willing to go with me on was the real reason why the idea attracted me, because I think that art very, very has to walk a fine line between telling you how to think or trying to give a message. And instead, the more empowering thing is to not even pay attention to the fact that he has Down syndrome. It's obviously a physical reality of his character, but it's not the thing that defines the story. And that's the most important thing.
I love it, because not only does it not define the story, but it does not define him, and it does not define anyone else with disabilities, and that's what I love about this. You know, you just mentioned the cast. I mean, your casting director, Brad Gilmore, did an amazing job. So why don't you tell us, and just for the audience, we're going a little bit out of order for the interview because Justin is on shoot right now. So we will go back. We'll be talking to Jared about, you know, the movie itself. But the cast is incredible. So just if you can tell us a little bit about the actors and the characters in the movie. I mean, they're all amazing. And, you know, you have Amanda Plummer. I mean, well, it's Amanda Plummer.
just so you know, I am on set, and I apologize again. My assistant director just signaled to me I have 5 minutes, and I have to be back inside. So I'm on the set of the new thing I'm shooting, I'm really happy that it timed out. We're on our lunch, so we've got 5 minutes. But to answer your question about Brad, Brad actually was my casting director on my thesis film, The Replacement Child, which Evan was also in, but because we shot in Wayland, Massachusetts, he cast the lead actor of that, and then we brought him on to find Candy, the role of Candy, who ended up becoming played by the very talented Shannon Woodward, who I, until then, did not know. Brad brought her in for us to see, and she brought something to the character that was unbelievably real and really heartbreaking, and counterintuitive to what I had even imagined in the script while writing it. She did a lot of things that surprised a lot of us. So that was a really nice surprise. And Amanda, I had met through mutual friends about a year previously, and she had seen my short and had written me saying that she'd be interested in working with me. So while I was writing, I kind of started to think, well, Amanda Plummer wants to work with me. I might as well try to see if she could fit into somewhere in the story. And then Jared and Christy and I talked about it and decided, should we just kind of bring the script to Amanda, and if she likes it, just see if she wants to play it. And so she read it and called me like the second she finished and said she was in, which helped us, you know, it always takes the first couple, and then you can get more and more people. I think part of getting Shannon and Jackson involved was, you know, bolstered by the fact that Amanda from the first few weeks was on board. And again, I couldn't think of anyone else to play that role after working with her. And the brief 3 days that she was on the set were some of the most educational for me as a young director that I've ever had in my life.
Well, she's brilliant. You know, and you have Jackson Rathbone, who has it's really a very dark role, but yet, you know, I think he's going to wind up being one of those people you love to hate, you know.
I mean, Jackson got to have a really good time with the role. It was really nice to give him something outside of the world of the franchise movies.
Right.
Which, no disrespect to them, they don't give him as much you know, psychological complexity as a role like this, which I think is why actors should always try to. It was, I think, it was a big selling point to get him to come onto the film is that, you know, it's getting a foot in the indie world. To have it never hurts to have your foot in both. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I think you have much more room to really be creative. You know, and you know, I'll just ask you one more question because I know you have to run. You know,
sure.
I know that since the film is modern day, costuming was not as important, but you used colors to portray emotions and character. So can you explain how the colors played a role in identifying the persona of the characters?
Yeah, I mean, you try not to be too heavy-handed with color, but Spock spoke early on as talking about this as a modern-day fairy tale. That was just a very broad, basic jumping-off point. One of my favorite films that takes place in, like, the rural American small town, I think Wyoming maybe, is Badlands. Badlands by Terrence Malick. And something that he did in that film was he used only primary colors to reinforce a very simple, basic, very, very innocent quality to the characters, very, very simple. And I thought because I was dealing with subject matter that was very adult, but these were kids or young people dealing with very big problems, I thought because it's so, why not go counter to what you would always think, a moody, dark piece,
mm-hmm.
and do like pinks and blues. I thought that baby pink and baby blue for young boy and young girl, the way that, you know, even diapers are colored, would be a nice and subtle, not everywhere, just delicate places throughout the film, would be a subtle way to remind you that these are young people who are maybe a little less mature than the problems that they're dealing with. They might not have the full capability to deal with, you know, you've got a very young mother who has, you know, is dealing with things way beyond her capacity, debt, you know, a child and an abusive ex-boyfriend, and you have, you know, Evan, who very much has the innocence and the purity of a child. So we try to use the basic colors to really reinforce those things as subtly as we can. And, you know, they never make the film, but they always are like a nice little extra.
Right. Well, you know, it looks like you've really weaved, because that was actually one of my questions, is that, you know, you've really weaved the purity and the innocence of the character, Evan, mm-hmm. you know, with the other characters that have such complicated and, you know, such different lives than he was used to. So, you know, I
yes.
thank you for jumping in.
Absolutely.
I know that you're very busy.
I'm actually getting called back to set, but thank you very much for understanding. And Evan and Jared, I'll shut up now. You guys have some fun. All right.
Thank you,
okay.
Bye, guys.
Take care. Well, now, I just want to say, because I did forget to announce, that we opened our tweet chat, our chat room, for anyone that wants to discuss the interview as we're speaking. And I see that a lot of people have jumped on. So interact, meet other people interested in the movie and 100 Monkeys, and, you know, have a good time. So here we go. Now we can take a breath and slow down a little bit. Jared Anderson and Evan Snyder are with us, and we're going to start now where I was originally going to start the interview. So, Jared, this movie is an indie film. So just very briefly, if you could explain to my audience what an indie film is so that they can understand.
An indie film is it's not easy, and I'll start with that. It's a grassroots project that you don't have the support of a studio or to, you know, finance and help you package as far as cast, director, et cetera, to put the project together. So you have to go about it on your own. And some of the best movies are independent films and are outside the box, outside the mold of what studios typically end up, you know, pushing out to the theaters. And so a film like this, you know, I don't think a studio would ever touch. But the fact that we were able to pull it together, I think, you know, it'll touch many people. And, you know, we've already got an audience waiting to see it. And now what we need to do is get it to them. So an independent film is a grassroots project, a labor of love, to put a piece of art in motion out to the world.
And, you know, you have many hats in this film. So you know, I know that you got involved by you met Justin in Toronto, and you had seen his other piece. But, you know, you seem really drawn to the character, Evan. So what was it that you saw in Evan that moved you to want to do this?
I was actually, I was trying to get another project off the ground prior to Girlfriend, and I needed a Down syndrome actor. And the reason I needed that is the part was written for a Down syndrome actor. And so I happened to see Justin Lerner's short film and came across Evan, and Evan leaped off the screen. I fell in love with him right away. And so I had to find out if I could get at Evan. And by doing so, I met Justin and interacted with him, and we ended up becoming friends. And we eventually decided, like he said, to make a film centered around Evan, because we were able to pull favors and do it for a price and utilize the hometown of where Justin was from. And Justin knew Evan well and was able to construct this script fairly quickly. And it was, you know, not without notes and development, but it all came together relatively quickly in comparison to what it typically takes to, you know, put out a screenplay.
Right.
And we were ready to go. We had Evan. We knew what the vision was going to be. And, you know, we approached Evan, and he was down for doing it. And, in fact, excited, because, Evan, you want to be an actor, and he had done acting and is passionate about it.
He's obviously a natural. I can tell you that. You know, Evan is just
thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't wait to get to interview you, because, you know, you're just so touching in this. You know, one of the reviews about this movie, it was by Larry Richman. And he said, Girlfriends, this movie about a young man with Down syndrome has some scenes which may make audiences uncomfortable. But to me, that's one of the definitions of true art. It moves you, makes you happy, sad, angry. It affects you emotionally on a deeply personal level. Girlfriend can be hard to watch at times, but is one of those films that deserves the label important. I mean, I couldn't agree more. You know, what was your reaction when you saw the script? Because the storyline is really, you know, it's not, I don't, what is the rating on this?
We haven't actually officially had it rated, mm-hmm. but it would definitely be an R.
Right.
Mostly, I would say mostly for language,
right.
astonishingly.
Yeah, you know, and I see that because I have teenagers, and I see that all the time. There are times that I see an R-rated movie that's, you know, so much tamer than the PGs, you know, because of the content. But, you know, the storyline on this is really, it's very bizarre. It's an unconventional love triangle. So what was your first reaction when you saw the script? And tell us a little bit about the storyline.
Well, it is an unconventional love triangle, but like what Evan, what Justin had mentioned earlier, the film still works whether or not the lead actor, played by Evan, has Down syndrome or not, and that's what's fascinating about it.
Right.
What makes it interesting is Evan brings his essence as a person to the character, and portrays it in such a believable fashion that you're instantly drawn in. And you're along for the ride, and so, you know, the happy moments are happy, the sad moments are sad and devastating, and the awkward moments are awkward, and there's things dealt with in the film that, you know, you've never seen before in a movie. And so that's what I think is interesting about it, and that's what I think, you know, people will keep people talking about it.
And I think that that's important what you just said, because I think that it is the disability is irrelevant, because it could be any person
exactly.
that you would still have this same you know, feeling about, you know, about his character. But I think that mm-hmm. it's just it's the pureness of the character and the innocence of the character that really makes this love triangle so unusual.
Exactly.
So Yeah, you know, and I think it's great. So if you could just give us, tell us, the audience, a little bit about what the movie is about, and then I'm going to talk to Evan a bit.
Evan, were you going to say something?
Yes. I feel that the film is about when my character would like to have a girlfriend that would make him very happy because he would like to be someone who he cares about. Justin handled everything perfectly. We made one wonderful changes. It was really amazing. And Justin handled it all very well.
Right.
Yeah,
and, you know, and it's so important, and that's, you know, something that, you know, my show is for parents of children with special needs, like I said initially, which is what drew me to this film, and then, you know, afterwards it just it was completely different than what I expected. But I think that that's really something very, very important, that a message that has to get out, and I talk about this all the time on the show, that, you know, parents that have children with, you know, let's say autism or other types of developmental disabilities need to understand that everyone wants love. Everyone is a sexual person. And I think that that's really an important part of your character also.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Evan's point was. I mean, it's not it is set up in a complex love triangle. But it's no different than, you know, any type of setup where someone wants love and tries to go get it, and Evan does it in the purest way that isn't typical of what we would see in others, in that he has there's no veil. It's already lifted. You know, he's pure and innocent, and just he wants a girlfriend.
and he's in love with Candy.
Yep, absolutely. And so it's interesting with the ulterior motives of everybody around him and the deviant behavior of everybody around him, he remains pure in his goal. And it shows, you know, how most of us are not as pure and flawed. And you know, you see the contrast because of Evan's pure intentions and behavior.
Right, and I think that in the clips that I saw that came through, that he really didn't have, you know, an agenda. You know, it was love, where everyone else in the movie seemed to have an agenda. So, you know, it was really his character that, you know, showed the most, you know, maturity, really, as far as the relationships went. But, you know, money is at the root of all evil. So how did the financial situations about the money play into his role?
Money is the root of all evil. It really is. But he saw it as a bridge. Evan comes into some money, and so the plot is based around, you know, that's the bridge he builds to actually interact with Candy. And without giving too much of the movie away, that is really fascinating to watch unfold. But what also happens is Evan's pure, you know, character and essence of love also spills on to Jackson's character unexpectedly. And, you know, everyone in the world ends up learning something from Evan's character.
Right. And you also... you composed the music score for this film?
I brought the band in because I was already in a band, and so is Jackson, and we're in the same band, so it just only seemed natural that, and knowing the band's ability to bring them into the picture to score the film, and it was a different experience for us as musicians to explore not songwriting, but outside the box, ambiance and composing tracks that have no structure other than they have to go and enhance the film.
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You sent me a clip. I couldn't get it to upload. I wanted to play it for an intro, but it wouldn't upload. But it really is very beautiful. Are you going to be releasing that before the film goes national? You'd be releasing that?
We're still working out all the details on it. Mm-hmm. First thing is first is figuring out the release, and then in conjunction with and inspired by a soundtrack.
Right. You know, Evan, I wanted to talk to you a bit about your acting, because either you're just a natural born actor, or did you have any acting lessons? I mean, was The Replacement Child your first role?
Well, actually, I've been involved with community theaters, which I love to do for acting. And from working on the short films, The Replacement Child was a lot of fun. I'm hoping to have a variety of a lot of different work in acting. I'd like to be involved with more films, TV, commercials, voiceovers, and theater. I'd like to have a chance to do everything.
Well, you're amazing. You know, tell us about the character of Evan that you play. I mean, what was your impression of the character when you read the script?
Well, when I read the script, I felt like there were some things that had to change, because I feel that there were some things that I know that I would do, but I don't want to give anything away. I would like people to see what they would notice. I just am hoping for anyone who would like to see the film, how wonderful that Justin made one wonderful changes. And I felt like to my character is a caring person who loves the woman who he cares about.
Right, and
I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, the script is amazing. You know, in what ways do you think that you're similar to the character, and in what ways are you different from the character?
Well, I would say, well, there are some things between me and my character are the same and different, like both me and my character in the film does have Down syndrome, but I have always had a passion, and it has always been my passion and my dream to be an actor, and I hope that anybody with disabilities can have the same passion and dreams that I hope to have.
All right, and
Evan, which way? I remember you used to tell me. When we were on set, Evan would always, you know, he clearly would compare himself to the character and how they were different and similar all the time. And some of the things that he would compare were that, you know, Evan, what were some of the things that you used to compare, Evan? Do you remember?
I remember comparing my character to the character for Jackson's character, Russ. My character would treat the woman right and treat her the way that she wants to like to be treated. But I feel that Russ would not treat Candy right. I don't think that I know that Russ is a mean person, and Jackson is a really amazing actor, and I really like him a lot. He is like a brother to me. And I would feel that with Russ, it's kind of a mean character. My character would know how to treat the woman right.
And, you know, when I saw that, when I see people, you know, there are a lot of people that I think that because they've had to overcome differences, that they're much more kinder and accepting of people. Do you find that that's true? You know, the people that really have to, make up for their differences in different ways seem to have much more of a kindness and a compassion for people. You know, and I think that comes through, too. I had read that Justin let you and Russ, and the actors really have some input into the characters. Did you feel that you were able to really portray yourself?
Yes, I feel that I really portrayed myself very well. I got along with my co-stars very much. I loved working with Amanda Plummer, and she took the time to come down early to get to know me, and I feel very touched and honored by it.
Right.
And working with Stan Woodward, she is such an amazing actress. I hope I wish her well on everything that she does.
Yeah, she really is amazing. You know, your character shows a blend of innocence yet maturity in this film. You know, like we were just saying, you know how to treat your girlfriend right. You know right from wrong, whereas the other characters seem to just always have an agenda. What do you think will surprise viewers the most about your character, Evan, in this movie?
Can you repeat the question?
What do you think will surprise the audience when they see this movie about your character?
Well, I hope that people get surprised knowing that my character treated Candy the right way to compare with Russ, not treating her that well.
I'm dying to see this movie. It's like you've tortured me now. You've really teased me, Jared. I really want to see what happens. You know, from your success, I would assume that you had a lot of support from family or friends growing up. You know, how do they feel about your accomplishments?
My family and my friends are very proud of me. They knew how much I had a passion and what I love to do when it comes to acting, when it comes to theater and for doing films. And my family and friends are really proud of me, and they've been very supportive, and they're so proud of me, and they cannot wait to see this wonderful movie.
And, you know, that's important no matter what you know, the special need is of the child. I say it all the time. My audience is sick of hearing it. But it's the truth that, you know, the parents need to foster interests in what these kids are interested in. You always had an interest in acting. You always had a passion for film. And, you know, they let you pursue that. And look at your success. I mean, this is an amazing film. And, you know, that's not just for, you know, for you or for acting. I mean, you know, it's for every child, whatever their interest is. Yeah, that's really where you have to just point the kid in that direction because, you know, look what happens. You know, are you aware of the impact that your performance in this film will have for breaking down the barriers and the stigma of people with disabilities?
Can you repeat the question so that I can understand what do you mean by the question?
Okay, do you understand how important this character, Evan, is going to be? That people are going to realize that there aren't really the differences that they always thought would be. You know, that people are going to see, you know, people with Down syndrome or any other type of special needs differently. I mean, this is really going to have an impact on people.
Well, I feel with people with disabilities and for anyone, just follow your dreams and follow by what your heart feels that you love to do, and that's all that counts. And it's how much they enjoy what they do. Just follow your dreams and your passion. That's all that matters.
You know, well, Evan, you're really an inspiration. I mean, you know, what you've achieved is incredible. And, you know, you're really going to empower parents to know that there are no limits, you know. And, you know, I think that, you know, you're going to be such an inspiration. There's no doubt you're going to be a success, you know, a successful actor. Justin, you know, I wanted to, when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about how, you know, you chose Evan for this role. And I was thinking about other roles that people have played. And I was thinking of, you know, let's say like Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man. And how do you feel that Evan being able to really relate to the character changed the way you were able to produce this movie?
Well, that was everything. Evan, you know, Evan has an understanding of empathy and maybe more so than normal people. And I use the word normal as in, you know, not with Down syndrome.
Right.
But you know, his level of being able to empathize surpasses, you know, people that I know in my everyday life, and that's why his performance is incredible. He's able to see the character, relate with, you know, whoever he's in the scene with, and make them even better. And, you know, it's Jackson, you know, told me that, you know, in this one scene in particular, that he was just playing off Evan. He let Evan take him on the ride, and it made him better. And, you know, it went off on a tangent there, but, you know, that was the key to this movie, is Evan's ability to be able to pull off his performance.
That's the key word that you just said, right? It's the ability, because people look at the disability, not the ability, you know?
Yep. And, you know, we definitely had, Evan, you had your, Craig, the acting coach, really, you know, we made sure that everything was set up so that he could just be free, not worry about anything other than what he had to do. And, you know, Evan, I remember looking at you on the set. You were in heaven. That's what you want to be doing. And mm-hmm. I remember I had this moment in the back of a taxi during Toronto. We were heading to an interview, and I look over, and Evan probably hadn't slept a decent night in 4 days, and neither had I, because it was an exhausting experience. But he was wide awake with a grin plaster on his face, and that's what he wants to do, you know, whether it be theater or whatever. So, you know, I'm making it a goal of mine to, you know, do another movie and have a role for Evan. You know, it may not be the lead character, but I want to work with Evan again. Jackson would love to work with Evan again. I think anybody who's around him wants to work with him again.
Right, and you know,
well, I look forward to all of that. I'd like to work with Jared and Christina and Jackson again. And, of course, Amanda Plummer and Sam and Woodward. I'd like to work with everybody again and make other new friends as well.
And you know what I loved was the clips, the outtakes, and interviews that I've seen, and you really are, you're like a family.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been a long, when you do an independent film like this, you know, it's a labor of love. It's not, you just show up and you take money and do a job. It's something that you are in such extreme circumstances together that you can't help but bond. And so that's what you're seeing.
Right. And how is the how are audiences reacting? What is the feedback that you're getting on this?
We've got great feedback. It's a unique film. No one's ever seen anything like it before, and it touches people. And you come away with something to discuss, and that's what I think is great about it. And it's, you know, it's a well-done movie.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, it's a compelling movie, too. So, you know, without giving anything away, you know, how does the vulnerability and the kindness and, you know, the innocence of the character, Evan, you know, evolve in the movie?
I think it doesn't evolve. It remains from day one. He remains pure, and that's what's interesting as he deals with all the impurity around him.
I'm dying to see this movie. Okay. You know, it's been at the film festival, and as you know, we discussed earlier about what an indie film is, and you don't have the big production companies putting this out for you. So, you know, now that we know how incredible this film is, let's talk about what needs to be done to get it into our nationwide theaters.
Well, nationwide theaters would take us, you know, first we would have to open small, and unless we had a huge chunk of money like a studio to open it and then let it grow from there. So what we need is, you know, a little amount in order to open it and book a theater in various spots and, you know, let it grow from there. And that would be ideal. Alternatively, if, you know, if it doesn't grow as anticipated because we don't have a huge marketing budget and we don't have commercials running on TV, so awareness on a huge national level may not happen all at once in order to continue growing, we'll be out and people will eventually be able to see us on, you know, video on demand and on DVD. So, you know, whatever method it is, we have been working and working and working to be able to deliver it to the audience and let it grow with the audience. And I am confident that, you know, anybody who hears about it or wants to see it will eventually have access to see it. The ultimate goal is, you know, a national theatrical release.
And you have, what is Indiegogo? What is that? Indiegogo?
Well, what happened, you know, the film's been on quite the journey. We sold the movie, actually, in Toronto, and the deal fell through. And so everyone thought we were sold, and so other distributors, it was off their radar. And so we decided we were going to have to do this distribution plan on our own. And so that's why we decided to put the movie on Indiegogo, because, you know, a distributor usually picks up a lot of the costs involved in distribution.
Right.
And which, you know, getting into it, I had no idea. And so this was a new, fresh way that we could get support of the audience that we knew that we already had, and, you know, offer them something in return in the form of perks for their support and helping us, you know, raise money to get to a point where we can distribute it. And so Indiegogo is a website that allows independent filmmakers to raise money for any portion of the process of indie filmmaking. And so we actually made it all the way almost to the finish line and then got stuck. So that's where we put the film up there to cross the finish line.
Right, and,
and anybody can put Indiegogo as their link on Facebook if they like, to spread the word.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up here online as we speak, because I wanted to give out that website. But, you know, anyone listening, anyone who's been touched by this, you know, go to Indiegogo. You can make a donation. You can help get this movie off the ground. You know, I've approached the Huntington Cinema Arts Theater, which is a fantastic arts movie theater here in New York. And, you know, I'm hoping that you two touch base, because that it would be the perfect venue for you. But I think, you know, anybody that can help get this thing launched, I mean, it is so worthwhile.
Well, we're really close. I mean, there's only a few days left on the Indiegogo campaign. You know, we have certain goals and that we ideally would like to hit, but, you know, if we don't get, I mean, we tried to raise an extensive amount in order to, you know, release it as wide as possible, but any amount helps us work towards getting it out and on as wide a platform as possible. And so that's where we're at. So there's, and everybody that's already donated to it, all it's been an amazing and touching, and I can't thank the support enough of everybody that's been involved in that, you know, just by sheer will and support to get this movie out. I mean, without it, we would probably be pretty stuck right about now, but you
well,
know,
the
there's
website,
light at the end of the tunnel.
The website is www.indiegogo.com /girlfriend. So you can go online. I'm going to post it on the Coffee Clatch. And, you know, if you can, please do. So, Evan, what are you working on now? You
well,
just taking a break from the...
Well, basically, I am trying out for another play, but I'm hoping to be flexible to do anything for the movie.
And if you know, like as I said, most of my audience are parents of children with special needs. What advice would you give to a parent?
I would have to say my advice to the parent for people who have children with any disability, just have their children follow their dreams and hope they can have the same experiences that I had with this wonderful film, and hope many people can do what they love to do, if it's acting or in film or in anything.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, Evan. I mean, I am so impressed with your acting in this movie. And Jared, what are you up to?
I am in the process of launching a few more film projects, and I've got a handful of them that I'm piecing together right now. And I'm also going to be going on a national tour with the band in a couple of months. So, you know, luckily there's iPhones and internet and I can do business on the road and kind of keep everything together that way.
Right.
Gotta
love,
you know,
the iPad, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like my
yeah.
extension.
I actually don't have an iPad yet. I have a phone that allows me to get internet on my laptop, which is
mm-hmm.
great. And so that's what I'm up to right now.
Well, it's great. You know, I'm sorry, we were hoping that Jackson could call in. You know, he's working now too, but I mean, his role in this is just incredible. So, you know, I wish you much, much success. Get in touch with Dylan over at the Huntington Cinema Arts Center. And
I will.
You know, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for having us on. You know, it's been quite a ride. It's not over yet. It's just starting. So.
Oh, you'll get that. And you know that, like I've said, I told you when we spoke, this is the type of movie, like The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. This is going to be a breakout movie that people are going to see, and everybody is going to be talking about. I mean, this is just—it's just a beautiful movie, beautifully written, unbelievable acting. It's just a matter of getting it out there, because I think that once it is, it's going to be, everybody's going to know what Girlfriend is.
I see eye to eye with you there.
I'm sure you do. Evan, thank you very much for joining me. It was a pleasure meeting you.
It was nice meeting you too, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you're
Anything
very
you
welcome.
Anything you wanted to add, Evan? You're good?
I'm good.
All right, we're all good. Okay, as I end the show every day, you are your child's best advocate. If not you, then who? Become an informed, educated parent here at the Coffee Clatch. I also want to give a little mention. I want to say thank you to Christy Falcone for introducing me to Jared and for sending me the music files. And we're going to end the show with playing a few songs from 100 Monkeys. Thank you for joining us today. And Wednesday, I have the world-renowned Dr. Russell Barkley on the show. He is the foremost authority in attention deficit disorder in the world. He will be here Wednesday night, and he will be discussing attention deficit disorder from childhood through adulthood. So enjoy 100 Monkeys, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Very, very